Fox News Radio. I'm Kathleen Maloney.
I like to think of myself as a political moderate. I like to think things to be balanced.
All the undecided voters in New Hampshire have another hour or two left to make up their minds about the presidential candidates. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers is following the GOP frontrunner.
Well, Donald Trump has been campaigning hard here in New Hampshire and has the polling lead to help him out. I am outside right now at the Trump Watch Party venue. Now, the media is not allowed to go in yet while a security sweep is being done. Trump's jet parked just a few miles away from here at the airport. He's got to be hoping when he gets back on it, he takes that New Hampshire primary win with him, Kathleen.
Thanks, Tanya. In the Democratic race, Hillary Clinton is considered the underdog. Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus joining us live.
Kathleen, here at Southern New Hampshire University in Manchester, they're getting ready to host what the Clinton campaign may try to spin as a "we didn't lose that bad" party. Forensic psychology freshman Patricia Ballard says when she votes in the next hour or so before the polls close, she's voting for Bernie Sanders.
I like that he's just a normal person, and he just likes the working man and doesn't like how people take money from people who actually work for their own money and make something of themselves.
But she says she's torn because she'd like to see the first woman president, especially after the first black president. Kathleen?
Thanks, Bill. A bumpy day on Wall Street ends with stocks slightly lower, the Dow giving up 12 points, NASDAQ slipping 15, S&P dipping a point, energy companies suffering the biggest losses as the price of oil takes another tumble. And cheap oil may be around for a while, the U.S. Energy Information Administration predicting regular gas will average under $2 a gallon for the rest of the year. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.